It would be appropriate for us today to be talking about the way of love, especially because it's Mother's Day, and mothers represent the nurture and care which we often associate with love. And I want to discount that dads don't also show nurture and care, but you know what? We get our day in a month from now, so relax. It's Mom's Day. Okay, you know, as I reflect on today, I think about one of my favorite memories of my mom was the time that when I was a kid, and I know it doesn't sound like a lot right now, but she would bring McDonald's for my lunch at school as a reward when I did well in my studies. We have to remember in Malaysia at the time, McDonald's didn't arrive in Kuala Lumpur until 1988. So we kind of got it pretty late. And it was actually also quite expensive as well. There were only a few McDonald's restaurants at the time. And so you were a really blessed and lucky kid if you got to be able to go to McDonald's. And even more, if your parents actually brought it for you for lunch. And so this was a really big deal for me, because my mom would actually go out of her way to actually go and get this treat and then bring it to school. And then all my friends would be like, you're so lucky. You got McDonald's for lunch and we just got rice and beans or something like that. I'm like, yeah, sucker. Anyway, so it was really cool. But I didn't know then, her way of her act of love, and didn't realize just how important it was. And again, didn't realize also just again, as I said, that she actually had to go out of her way to go and bring this treat for me. You know, moms are selfless in their love of their family. And hopefully it's not to get attention. And it's wonderful to recognize them on a day like today. You know, we actually obviously have moms in our congregation today. But moms also are those who are our spiritual moms as well. And ladies and women who have been motherly figures in our life. And so, really, on a day like today, where we recognize mothers of all kinds, which really should be every day, God instructs us to honor and respect them, as it says in Proverbs 31:31, honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. In other words, let others acknowledge her wisdom, her characters, her gift, which she exhibits, because of the way she shows love to her family. A mother's love is a great segue into our passage today, especially as we read our verses today in 4 through 8 that read for us. That love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy or boast, it is not arrogant or rude, it does not insist on its own way, it is not irritable or resentful, it does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, and love never ends. Let's continue on in our sermon series in 1 Corinthians, where we're carrying on from last week's passage on the purpose and use of spiritual gifts in worship of God. It's evident in chapter 13 that some spiritual gifts were receiving more honor than others, namely the gifts of prophecy, speaking in tongues, and knowledge. Recalling in earlier chapters of how the Corinthians placed a lot of emphasis on knowledge, in particular secret knowledge, and a high regard for eloquent speakers, it is no wonder that if members of the congregation displayed these gifts, they were bestowed with honor, or even that they expected to have this honor placed on them. When Paul writes this letter in 1 Corinthians, very much like the example that Karen shared with us, it's a love letter. It's a love letter to the people of Corinth. And sometimes we know that he was not known for his tact. And you can actually see that in verse 2, where he knocks them down a notch by calling out these selfish attitudes as being noisy gongs or a clanging cymbal. In other words, they were being loud and obnoxious, not pleasant to the ear. He says, if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I have nothing. He goes on to say in verse 8, love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. And as for knowledge, it will pass away. In short, you may have all these wonderful spiritual gifts that firstly are given by the Father, and secondly, for the building up of the people. But if they're not exercised in the spirit of love, but instead flaunted, then it is worth nothing. Citing verse 3, if I give away all I have, and if I have delivered up my body to be burned, but I have not love, or have no love, then I gain nothing. In July of 1967, the Beatles released the single, All You Need Is Love. I bet right now you guys are playing that song in your head, aren't you? All you need is love. Okay, I can't sing, so don't do what I just did. But I think we all hear that, and we immediately, it brings us back to that period. And I just had a wonderful conversation with Karen and Doug, and Doug was sharing with me about that particular time. And this was a song that was written by John Lennon. It was Britain's contribution to the first live multinational, multi-satellite television production, Our World, which highlighted the technological advancements of humanity, but also addressed issues of disparity, conflicts, and overpopulation. The song captured the ideals of the Summer of Love, a social phenomenon that occurred during the summer of 1967, which was a reaction to the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War. As many as 100,000, mostly young people, dubbed the Flower Children, dressed in clothing with embroidered flowers and vibrant colors, wearing flowers in their hair and distributing flowers to the public as a means to promote passive resistance and non-violence. However, the Summer of Love also embraced drugs and free love in their search for truth, meaning, and spirituality. The point here is that the anthem promoted the idea of love as the solution to the problems in the world, racism, poverty, war. And that's not a bad intention. In fact, John Lennon stated, I'm a revolutionary artist. My art is dedicated to change. It was an inspired message to give the world a message. It is a clear message saying the love is everything. All you need is love became all we need is love, because love is in short supply. I recently watched a movie with Shari entitled Jesus Revolution. It's a very new movie. I hear some of us have also seen it and saw it in the theaters. And I think this movie really captures this period very well. It tells a story. It's set in the 1970s and tells the story of the young Greg Laurie, as we all know now, is a very famous pastor of Harvard City Church. And he's searching for all the right things in all the wrong places until he meets Lonnie Frisbee, a charismatic hippie street preacher. Together with Pastor Chuck Smith, who is played by Kelsey Grammer, they open the door of Smith's languishing church to an unexpected revival of radical and newfound love, leading to what Time magazine would dub a Jesus Revolution. I'd like to show you the trailer of that movie right now.
square?
I am not a square.
I think we should invite Greg this weekend.
What's this weekend?
These people are hippies, rebels against old-fashioned authority.
I think these kids need help.
What they need is a bath.
You're passing judgment on people you know nothing about.
Maybe that's why your church is so empty.
When God walks in here, brings me a hippie, I'll ask him what it's all about, because I do not understand.
His house has a very good vibe. There is an entire generation searching.
Slow down, man, slow down.
Just in all the wrong places. If you want to reach my people, you need to speak to them in a language they understand.
If I bring them in, I'm going to lose my job.
We can only walk through doors open to us. In your church, that's a door that's shut.
You've probably noticed we have some guests here today. I'd like you to meet my new friends. Welcome.
They don't belong here. Half of them aren't even wearing shoes.
They're staining the new shag carpet.
They need our help.
If you feel like you're misunderstood and judged, you will find forgiveness and freedom right here.
That was awesome.
Now that door is open any time of day. And if there are some who don't like that, well then that door works both ways.
All right, Pastor, let's begin.
I was almost done with this, but then you did what nobody else would even dare.
This thing that we found,
I feel like I belong.
You're gonna need a bigger church.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now there's hope and it's spreading. This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
For some of us here, did that bring back memories for you? Yes, some of you may have been there. I found this movie very inspiring and also very challenging, because the issues that the youth and the church were facing then are the same today. Except that I think what has happened is that we're more angry, more violent, more divided, and more political. And how does the church respond to people who are seeking truth, hope, belonging, and home? All we need is God's love. And as John 4:7 states, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Because God, or God's love, is patient, kind, humble, not self-seeking, not easily angered, keeps no record of wrongs. God's love protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. We live in a culture today where we've moved from all we need is love, or well, let's start with all you need is love, to become all we need is love, to become all we need is self-love. But really, what we're missing is that all we really need is God's love. In 2019, Danny Gokey, a former church music director and third place finalist on the 8th season of American Idol, released the single, Love God, Love People. I'm not going to sing the song for you because I can't sing, but I felt it would be helpful to actually read the lyrics that I think is more for an anthem of our time as opposed to John Lennon's anthem. It says this, I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, I feel kind of worn out. All this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, had me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love, but I've been complicating things. It's just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero. Because it all comes down to this, love God and love people. We're living in a world that keeps breaking. But if we want to find a way to change it, it all comes down to this: love God, love people. Oh, this is freedom. The keys to the kingdom. Knowing life will be found when love can be loud. Because love is what it's all about. I tell myself to keep this up. That all God wants is just my love. No more complicating things. No more need to overthink. Love is patient. Love is kind. Rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple. It's really so simple. Danny took his cue for this song from Luke chapter 10, verse 27 in the New Living Translation, which says, "The man answered, 'You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.'" Danny says, "We've been taught that since we were little kids, but do we really put it into practice as adults? Loving someone like you value yourself isn't always easy in our self-preservation culture. But when we experience the love of God has for us, we can't help but allow it to spill out to others. We were created for a relationship with Him and with others. That's where true life can be found. It's really that simple. Love is what it's all about." Friends, brothers and sisters, I want to just end by saying, God loves you. And if you've never heard that, I want to say it again. God loves you. And God loves us so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross for us. And as we put our faith in Him, then we have eternal life. And that's the part of John 3:16 that we all know. Well, maybe some of us today haven't experienced God's love. And you can have that experience of God's love by giving yourself over to Jesus, His Son, and accepting His love and His forgiveness of your sins. Well, maybe some of us feel that God is too far, or that we have committed things in our lives that we feel that God could never love us for. Well, again, then that's the good news, is that God is slow to anger. God desires that all will be saved, that we can come and confess. And maybe we do know the love of God today, but maybe we don't sense that we feel Him. Perhaps it's time for us to think about maybe asking ourselves every day, or encouraging us one another by saying, how has God shown His love for you today? And that would be a really cool way, right, to encourage one another, as He reminds us, just again, as Karen showed us this morning, it reminds us when we say that to one another, how has God shown His love for you today? And it reminds us of God's love. I think the other challenging part about that video is the question of belonging and home, and the question of, does our house, does this space, our home space as well as our church space here, does it have a good vibe? I like that. Does it have a good vibe that the doors are open to anyone to come through? And vice versa, I don't expect you to leave either, okay? Just so you know. But it's a question for us, I think. Is our church, when people come into our church, when visitors come, do they feel a sense that God is here, that there is a good vibe? And we want to be a place of belonging, where people are seeking a home, a hope, and the truth. Will you join me in prayer as Karen will lead us into our time of prayers this morning? Father God, we just thank you for today. Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can love you because you loved us first. And that you love your people. And Lord, when we know your love, that we too can express love to the people around us. Father God, may you continue to shape us, mold us, motivate us, inspire us every day by your love. Remind us, Father God, when there are those times that we feel that we don't feel you, or we feel that we've disappointed you, or we just feel like we don't deserve your love, that we're reminded to ask ourselves and each other, how has God shown his love for you? Father God, we just ask this morning, may we, as the body here, the congregation here at Killarney Park, may we be a people of love to one another and also to all those who are seeking you. May this house always be a house of not just welcome, but also belonging. We love you, Lord, in your Son's most holy and precious name. Amen.